Anybody who's getting a drink up there at the refreshment stand, have a few seconds to get back here. My name is Ralph Rinsler. I'd like to welcome you here to the Mandolin part of this afternoon festivities. I remind you there'll be a concert here starting at 8 o'clock tonight, starting at, I think, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. 8 o'clock tomorrow night, 3:30 Sunday afternoon. Anybody who would like to enter any of the competitions, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, or band competition, can register up at the registration desk next to the drink stand. Now we'd like to go into a mandolin session here and welcome the obvious man to play the mandolin tunes, Mr. Bill Monroe.
Howdy, folks, howdy. It's good to be here with you today. And I'm going to try to pick a little bit for you on some numbers that I hope you will like. Ralph, could we lower some of the microphones down here? This microphone goes to where?
That's just the only sound one, though. The rest of them are recording.
Soldier Joy will do that first.
The After we'd worked on the Grand Ole Opry and I had the Bluegrass Boys for a few years and trying to bring a little something along different as the years come along, I remember my Uncle Penn used to tune different on the fiddle and play some of the old timers. And so I could tune like he tuned his fiddle, and with this having eight strings, why, I got to hearing a harmony that would come in, so I tuned some of them that way to where you could play a little harmony. This is Ralph Rentler's mandolin, and I believe it's in better shape than mine today.
Thank you.
Together for a long time, and by having a duet, why I done, I always thought a different style of mandolin then is what I do with bluegrass today. And back when I started with bluegrass, well, I played three different times, and show you a little bit about it. This is the way that I played when Charlie and myself worked together. It's an old number called the Lonesome Road Blues, meaning a long journey home. Started on the Grand Ole Opry. Well, this is kind of the way we know it today, and if I had any competition, here's the way I play. Here's a waltz number that we'll do for you called the Moonlight Waltz. It's in A minor, or in F minor. It's a duet that this is Pete Rowan here with a guitar. He's from Boston, Massachusetts. We're trying to make a rebel out of a Yankee here. Now, Pete does a wonderful job, and he does bluegrass music mighty nice. This number is entitled The Walls of Time. I've been used to having a fiddler on this number here, Rawhide, and a banjo player, and they kind of take off some pressure off of me down through the number there and carry a little of it, and it gives me a chance to relax and come back and play another chorus later on. I don't know how to make out all the way through it. That we rehearsed a little bit last night, and Pete wasn't around when we rehearsed this number. And it's a train number, railroad number, called the Kansas City Railroad Blues. Let's see. Pete, that thing down there's a turning, it's taking everything down that we play.
I see it, Matthew.
Don't tell them what'll happen now, Gene.
Blackberry Blossom.
I've enjoyed picking for you here this evening. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'll see you a little later on. Thank you a lot.
We'll be back here at 8 o'clock this evening. For anybody who's hungry, you can get something to eat back there or